the Next Level Loan Officers podcast. To learn more about Next Level Loan Officers, go to becomenl.com.
Hey, this is Frazier with Lead Pops and Next Level, and I'm proud to present this episode of the Next Level Loan Officers podcast. Lead Pops is the industry's only future-proof growth solution. You can check us out at leadpops.com.
Well, welcome to another episode of the Next Level Loan Officers podcast, the number one podcast for originators by originators anywhere in the universe. Anywhere in the universe, this is the number one place to be. I'm Kellen Vaughn, one of the coaches and co-founders here at Next Level. And man, I am joined in our virtual studio here today by the one and only Joe Wilson. Joe, welcome to the podcast, my friend.
Well, this is the first time I've ever been on the number one podcast by originators for originators. So I feel very blessed today. And while I'm not an originator today, I have been in the past. So that was actually my very first job out of college. I was originator for 6 years.
Well,
love it.
You and I were just talking right before we started this, and you were like, dude, you're still originating? Yes, I actively still run a branch. I still participate in origination activities. And it's one of the things.
A closing issue right before this call.
I live it, man. I'm telling you, like, it's my life. And I'll tell you, it gives us a really unique perspective as coaches to be in the trenches, right? And to see what's happening. I mean, this market, as you know, moves so quick. Mm-hmm. And I mean, daily in some regards. You know, the things we coach about in Next Level, we do 5 days a week of live coaching because things are changing quickly, right? Rates, markets, inventory, supply, demand, buyers, loan programs, loan limits, strategies. I mean, everything is just technology. Everything's moving so quick. And if you're not involved with guys that are in the business, you're behind. I mean, we used to coach with guys that were hadn't originated in 10 years, and they were giving us strategies that were great pre crash of 08. But you know, now, you know, it's like I talk to originators now, and if they haven't been originating, if you haven't originated in the last probably 3 years, you haven't originated, right? Like, it's just a different world out there.
I remember a couple of years ago, I was at a broker focused conference in Las Vegas, and there's a bunch of them. So I won't share with which one it was, but there was a session where there were several gentlemen who were up there as coaches, right? They were trying to like warm up the audience and tell them how great they could be if they followed their tactics. And they said, mm-hmm. and the first slide, they said, "Let me show you my last 3 years W-2s and to show you how much money I made as an originator." And they were 2002, 2003, 2004. And this was just like 2019, right? When I saw it. And it's like, okay, you've almost immediately discredited yourself by showing just how long you've been out of the game. And the tactics that were happening in the height of the subprime heydays, where anybody could get a loan and everyone was dying to get a loan because rates had dropped so much and homes were just readily like available for literally anybody. Yep. That doesn't mean that works in 2019, let alone 2023.
Well, the comp back then was wildly different, and it was, it's just funny, man. It's just funny. It's just a different world today. And, you know, I'll tell you, Joe, we coach on really five disciplines that we believe make a great loan officer. We say all the time, right? Being a loan officer is not a job. You cannot clock in, show up, and clock out and expect to be successful. There's very specific disciplines and skill sets that go into that. One of those is social media. That's one that wasn't around back in 2002, 3, and 4. They didn't have to deal with that.
But in 2019, it wasn't really that big of a deal.
That's fair.
Really, and COVID made that a go from like a nice to have to a mandatory thing.
It is a mandatory. It absolutely is. And so that's kind of what I want to chat with you about today, because, dude, you're probably one of the, if not the industry expert as it comes to mortgage and real estate on social media, on the social media space. And dude, you have a killer technology called Social Coach, which is just a total game changer for loan officers who are looking to improve their consistency with social media. And listen, let me just tell you right now, this is not a plug for Social Coach. This is really speaking to what loan officers should be doing. And should you want to make it easier on yourself, Social Coach is a great avenue to do that. And we've opened that tool up inside of Next Level for our members to have access to it. So I do want to touch on that. But really, Joe, like I was telling you offline, I heard this great quote just the other day. And it said, my consistency will beat out your perfection. Right. And so that's a really key thing. And I want to break that down. And then I want to hear your input on that. So I think so many times we talk to loan officers who are always waiting for the right moment. Right. Well, I got to get the right camera. I got to get the right graphic. I got to post the right thing. It's got to be perfect. My YouTube channel, I've got to have it all look the same. I'm almost ready. Right. Like that. Those are the words that will kill you as a loan. I'm almost ready. Right. I know people. Loan officers who've been almost ready for 3 years, right, to start doing these things. But the consistency, imperfect consistency, will win out every day. And that's where you guys come in. So break that down for me. I mean, you talk to a lot of loan officers. What are you hearing out there?
Yeah, I mean, we've got thousands of loan officers on our platform across the country today. And I think you brought up two really key points here is – diet starts Monday, right? That's the first. Right. It's like, okay, I'm going to plan. I'm going to do my meal prep. I'm going to get everything ready to go. But I'm going to have this one last, kind of like bender of a weekend and, just eat crazy, right?
That's right.
Oh, geez. I'm too tired to go to the gym this morning. I'll start next week. It's fine. I don't have everything. Or, in this instance, it was social media. It is, I don't know if I'm ready. I don't have a good plan in place. I don't have the right camera. This backdrop is, my office looks like crap. I don't look good. I don't sound good. I'll just wait till it's perfect. And that's imperfection is actually what you want on social media. People want to see you normal and can relate to you. And we all know exactly how you sound. We all know exactly how you look. And here's the deal is we still like you for whatever reason. So you should just put yourself out there.
That's right.
Even you, Kellen, it's like,
listen, I get told all the time, man, you've got a face for podcasts, my friend. And it's true. It's true. Right. But it's so funny because gosh, where was I? We were in, an event last week and Ken Travis, one of our other co-founders and I, we were teaching a class and social media was one of the topics. And somebody, this guy says, he goes, man, I just need to lose 20 pounds and I'll be ready to go. And I was like, bro, why? Everybody, like, people love you the way you are. If you want to lose 20 pounds, go for it. But you don't need to do that. You don't need to lose the 20 pounds before you start using social media. People see you right now. It doesn't actually change anything. Yeah, everybody has something that they don't like about themselves. We all do, right?
Yeah. And I think it's a self mindset. And this is kind of a coaching aspect of it, but it's a self mindset that you are worthy and you are good enough as you are exactly today. Yeah. And you're worthwhile. And what you have to say, what you have to do, and what people want to hear that, and they deserve to hear that from you.
Right? That's right. That's right.
So that's the first thing that you talked about is just getting started. And there's, and we'll help with that. And we'll get to that in a minute. The other side of it is just staying consistent. Mm-hmm. Right. And the consistency is the number one indicator to success on social media. And there's a specific reason for that, right? And that's something that a lot of people, loan officers, social media influencers, anybody who wants to make a go of social media to improve their business struggles. The number one thing they struggle with all the time, I hear this from every single loan officer. I can't always be doing this. I can't stay consistent.
Yeah.
But it is the most successful thing because if you think about it this way, I studied advertising in college. And this is like 20 years ago. So the data is outdated at this point now, but
the principles remain the same.
Right? Same, and I'll share it. So when I was back, in the early 2000s and 90s, The advertising thought was a consumer, or let's just say a borrower, needs to see, or a realtor for referral, needs to see your message at least 7 times before they take action. Okay. That's why Coca-Cola spends millions of dollars in ads all the time, because they need, they're in a very crowded space. They need you to see a can of Coke at least 7 times before you think, oh yeah, maybe I should get something, right? Before you even realize it's there. In today's world, in the very crowded world of social media, that number is at least triple now, right? You have to be shown at least 21 times before someone will even recognize that you exist.
Yep.
So if you only show up once a week, or you only show up once a month, or only when it looks perfect, you know, you could spend hours and hours and hours putting together a really great video that no one's going to see, because it's only going to be shown to a short amount of people for a short amount of time. Showing up consistently, even with an imperfect message, is way better, because no matter what the content is, guys, and this is the thing, is like the content, quite honestly, like there's content that will do better than others, and we can break that down. But what we found through the thousands and thousands and thousands of posts that go through our platform every single month, is the data shows that what actually converts is that consistent message.
Yep.
And here's the reason why, is because your name and your face are out there all the time associated with whatever that post is.
Yeah.
The better the content, the better likelihood it's going to spread further. But if you have great contacts that are part of your community, what a lot of people will call your followers, they're going to constantly see your content. And so when the realtor who you're trying to court just so happens to have a deal, they might say, oh, you know what? I keep on seeing Kellen everywhere. I should give him a shot.
That's right.
But if Kellen doesn't show up, they're never going to know to give you a shot, because they've forgotten about you, because there's 100 other loan officers out there that are courting them as well.
You know, you're right. And it's so funny. In fact, if for those of you who are part of Next Level, you hear us joke, we like to give each other a hard time a lot. And one of the things we joke about, and this just goes back to your content point, right? So one of the posts that we've seen like have just the most amazing blow up, and it's one Ken Travis did on Facebook, and he had a beard or a goatee, and he took a picture before, and then he shaved it, and he was like baby faced again after, and he posted that, and he said, which one do you like better? And this post, Joe, got something, I don't remember the exact numbers, but it was like 600 comments.
That's crazy.
And then a year later, somebody else commented on it, and it fired it up again, and it went for like another 200. We use it as an example in a lot of our presentations, so some of you may have seen it. But that just goes to show you, Joe, people want all kinds of content, right? They want to see the funny. They want to see the humorous. They want to see the educational, the real life version. I mean, he did nothing than literally take two selfies and put them side by side and drove that much content from that. And then what we teach inside of Next Level is being able to take that online, offline, right? How do I then take those comments and turn those into closed loans? And that's a whole nother strategy in and of itself. But I want to come back and focus on what you talked about, which is the consistency part, and really kind of where Social Coach fits into that world. I'd say one of the biggest challenges our members had was, hey guys, you know, I don't know what to post. I don't know where to post it. And I don't know when to post it. Yeah. I think they want to do it. It's just, how do they put those pieces together? And then how do I be consistent about that?
Right. That's right. Well, how we do it is we partner with great companies like Next Level Loan Officers, right? And the reason why we do partner with these is because you guys are really tied into what type of content works, and your marketing team. I mean, we're just technologists, right? Like you said up front, I'm a social media expert. I'm not a social media expert. I like just know how to talk to people, figure out what works, and build kind of really cool software, right? But we partner with great companies like you, and the content that your team has put together is next to none, man. It is literally the best, reliable, really great looking. It's educational, it's fun, and it will brand each loan officer that utilizes the platform to show that you are an expert in the mortgage industry. And that's what's really important. So what Social Coach does then is it takes all the content from Next Level, the Next Level community, and it puts it into these different campaign packs. And then the loan officer will subscribe, will be part of this platform as well. And there's a mobile app. And what they do is they say, look, I either want this to go directly to my Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, or any combination of those four. And it will either go directly to those platforms on Tuesday and Thursday or Monday, Wednesday, Friday, whatever cadence you decide to set it up to, so that you will remain consistent. And so that's for those that are just starting to like get started, right? And they want to just have it done for them. Like, right, I see and check this off my list, and then I can not worry about it, and I can focus on creating like my more personal posts of shaving my beard at once every other week, right?
That's but right.
Yeah. I'm consistent on social so that my name and my face are always showing up, right?
Yep.
Or the cool thing is also pretty flexible. So instead of having it go directly to my platforms, I can have it be pushed to my phone and remind me on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, whatever they said, time to say, hey, Joe, it's time to post. Then I'll receive that image and suggested caption and suggested hashtags. And then I will take it. I will put my own personal spin onto it. So it's in my voice. Right. I can edit the caption very easily. And then with one tap, post it out to those platforms.
Yep.
I can edit the image, add my own custom sticker with my face on it, whatever I need to do. Right. And it becomes then something that was, a really great base prompt to now a very personal post with very minimal time. I mean, it takes on average, like a loan officer, 2 minutes to go through that process. And if you don't think you have 2 minutes in your day, you're doing something wrong. That's you have 2 minutes to personalize a caption that's already pre-written for you and put your own voice into it. We automatically will append the post with your own custom hashtags that you set one time so that you have your local hashtags. I'm in San Clemente, California. So I'm going to have San Clemente Homes, San Clemente Realtors, San Clemente Moms, right? Like the local hashtags that will get really great visibility in the town that I serve, right? Yep. And those will be automatic. You don't have to add those every time. It will just go automatically, right? And then from there, we also will append each post with a unique URL that will drive traffic back to your website so you can capture those leads and capture the benefit of all the views that you're having through automation all the time. And that's basically how it works in a nutshell.
Well, and you honestly made it sound way more complicated than it really is.
I mean, I always do that, dude. I'm sorry.
It's good, right? Because there's a lot of technical issues, but the reality is, right? So let me just kind of break it down for the loan officers, right? You can choose, and correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, on this, right? You can choose to have it automatically post or not automatically post, right? Yep. That's the only decision you have to make. Everything else is done, right? If you have it automatically post, to your point, the content will automatically go out. It'll have your hashtags. It'll have your URL. It'll have all of your information on it. If you want to review it or edit it before it goes out, then that's the other choice as well. I mean, that's like,
it's literally that. So spend 15 minutes upfront connecting your social accounts and then let it run.
That's it.
You can be as involved with it as you want to. You can edit it as much as you want to. And if you don't touch it, it's still going to run.
That's it.
Until you say stop.
Yeah. I mean, so this is for all those loan officers out there that are listening to this and they're going, man, I know in my heart of hearts, I need to be doing more on social media, right? Like I've not done it. I should be doing it. I know it's a needle mover in my business. Other people in my market are doing it. And I just, for whatever reason, haven't. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to start. This is it. This is your sign right here. So listen, if you're in our next level community, then you can add on Social Coach to your membership and then we do the content for you, right? Or we have some great contributors and you can leverage their content as well. It's all great stuff. You just decide what's best for you. And then you could like literally, I mean, they could sign up today and be on social media tomorrow. I mean, that's how easy and that's how quick this is.
It's a no-brainer, honestly. Like if you and if you're not doing social media today, you're missing out and you're getting your loans are going to somebody else.
That's right.
This is where consumers and realtors are spending their time. The average American spends 2.5 hours a day on just social media. I'm not talking about on their phones. It's just on social media. So if you want to be where your consumers and your referral partners are, you have to show up. And if you're not showing up, somebody else is.
Well, and let me tell this quick story. Back in 2020, we all remember that year. In February of 2020, we were in San Diego, California, doing a mastermind event for Next Level. And I was taking notes because I learned things from these events just as much as anybody else did. And I had a moment where I was just being very honest with myself about my business. And one of the big holes I had in my business was past client follow-up. Okay. So for me, that was just an area that like I had neglected. I needed to water that part of the lawn and I just hadn't done it. Well, there was a vendor there, some of you may have heard of, Homebot, that happened to be at our event. And I said, you know what? This is how I'm going to solve this problem. And I plopped down my credit card. I don't remember what it cost, a couple $100 a month. I plopped down my credit card and literally that day I handed them my entire database to load up into their system to start their automatic marketing, right? That decision in February of 2020 probably made me $100,000 in the next 12 months. Awesome. Because what happened in March? COVID hit. What happened in April? Rates plummeted. But 60 days prior to that, I had put all of my people in this system that was now emailing them, telling them how much they could save each month by refiing with me. And my phone was literally ringing off the hook. If I hadn't been aware of the blind spot in my business and I hadn't taken action to go put that technology in place of a part of my business that I was weak in, like, hey, I'm not good here. You take over this piece. Then I would have never have had the success that I did in 2020. And that's what I'm saying to the loan officers that are listening right now. This is a blind spot for a lot of you, right? It's an area that you know you should focus on, but you haven't for whatever reason. This is the easy button for you. Get into the Next Level community, get the social coach add-on, or if you're already in our group, hit the button, get the add-on. And let it do it for you. And it's done. And who knows how much business you could pick up from doing that simple action over the next 12 months.
Easy.
Did I miss anything, Joe?
Or is that it? Nail on the head. Just, all right. Yeah. Just give it a shot. Why not?
Yeah. What's going on? That's exactly right. Well, dude, man, I love just chatting with you because you're awesome. And I appreciate, you know, a lot of you don't know, Joe's built many amazing technologies for the mortgage industry. And so we're always thankful to you for making our lives as originators a little bit easier. Thank you, dude, for, you know, your vision with Social Coach, being a great strategic partner with us at Next Level. And appreciate all your insight, my man.
Same, brother. I appreciate you guys and what you're doing for the loan officer community. It's amazing to see how much impact you've had and how much you're helping people grow their business and doing it in a very selfless sort of way and still producing at the same time. So you guys are the real deal. That's hard to say for me.
As my phone is literally ringing off the hook right now. Hey, listen, thank you. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate that. If you're listening to this and you're not a current member of Next Level, check us out at becomenl.com. Again, becomenl.com. You can join our Next Level community for as little as $197 a year. A year. $197 a year. So check us out, becomenl.com. Joe, thank you, my friend. We'll check you all out on the next Level Loan Officers podcast. Be well.
See ya.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of the Next Level Loan Officers Podcast. This is Frazier with Next Level, and I wanted to take this opportunity to invite you to extend this podcast experience by joining us all in the Next Level community. The Next Level community was built for loan officers like you who want to do these three things: collaborate with other like-minded mortgage professionals, accelerate turning their experience into expertise, and for those who want to level up their business. You can learn more about the Next Level community by going to becomenl.com.